jump over to the livestock side. The cattle futures have seen some lower numbers. Of course, we're waiting on some cash, and can we even play in the same field as what we saw last week?
Well, they're actually looking for maybe a higher market this week as box beef continues to go higher. There's a little bit of a sell-off here today, possibly due to mostly end-of-month trading as we close out this month and start for the next month. We had an extremely strong rally here, but yet cash live cattle really leads the futures. And so there's a lot of room for this futures to move up higher unless cash finds a reason to break, and there just isn't one out there right now. There's strong demand, and that's going to continue on as we keep working through tighter supplies into the fourth quarter.
But from a consumer perspective, I mean, there's an ouch factor that's got to be working in.
Well, it is slowly working in, and I think the retailers have been slow to raise prices because they still want to keep drawing these customers in to the meat counter. But at some point in time, they will find that price point where they'll be get some reaction back, and when that occurs, I think we could then see a top to the market and a substantial pullback.
I'd also heard that they were using some better cuts when it came to making for beef, making for hamburger.
Well, you know, there's the non-fed market has really declined, so there's a shortage of that ground beef type product. And so they're pulling it from all over. They tend to feel that the ground beef can raise their prices and still keep the demand just simply because it's the most commonly used in product and everybody wants to go out and buy that hamburger.
On the hogs, could we see an increase in number of hogs coming to market in the weeks ahead?
Well, there's a concern out there that we're still in the meat of that PED outbreak, and the numbers will be tight. We've seen the pullback here, though. A lot of that could be just from the heavier weights creating an offset to that lack of slaughter. But, you know, again, with the higher beef prices, I think pork should be pretty well supported with that.